Part 8.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, please. I've come to see my daughter, but I can't find my way.
Have you ever been here before?
Yes, I came here a few years ago. But Changchun has changed a lot, so I have lost my way.
Don't worry. Have you told your daughter to meet you?
No, I didn't tell her I was coming. I know she is busy, and I don't want to bring her any trouble.
What does she do?
She is a head teacher in a middle school. She is really busy.
Do you have her address?
No, but I can remember near her house there is a big hotel. It's, Good Luck Hotel.
Great. I know where it is. Follow me, please. I can help you to get there.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
You are welcome. 1. What are you doing, Kate?
I'm writing my report, Dad.
What is it about?
It's about the best presents my classmates have ever received. It's interesting.
Really? Would you like to say something about it?
Of course. Do you know Sally, my best friend?
Yes, she is a nice girl.
Yeah, the best present she has ever got is a piano. Her father gave it to her on her 8th birthday.
That's an expensive present. What about Emma?
Oh, Emma's brother gave her a dictionary on New Year's Day. She likes it best, for it is really useful.
How about the boys?
My neighbor Bill got a basketball from his uncle. He thought it was the best present.
When did he get it?
Last month, when his uncle came back from America.
Your report is really good. I'm sure your teacher will like it.
Thank you.
Two. Hi, Tom. This is Mike. Today is my 12th birthday. I phoned you, but nobody answered the phone. I wanted to invite you to my birthday meal today. I'm going shopping with Lucy and Lily this morning. Then we'll have lunch. Please join us at this lunchtime if you can. My birthday meal will be held at McDonald's. We are meeting at the entrance of the restaurant at 12:45. We will wait for you for 15 minutes before we go inside and begin our meal. I hope you can come. There will be a lot of friends. We will have our favorite food. Oh, one more thing. At 2:30, we are going to the park together. The park is near the restaurant, so we don't have to walk very far. I really hope you can join us. It will be a wonderful afternoon.
Three. Tom, what are you doing?
Oh, Miss Wang, I'm reading an interesting book about animals.
Do you like animals?
Yes, I do.
Tom, what are you going to be when you grow up?
I want to be an animal doctor. I think it's very interesting and helpful.
What about your brother?
Oh, my brother wants to be a policeman. He thinks it's a little dangerous but exciting.
And your sister?
She would like to be a singer. She likes to be popular and famous.
I hope she can.
Thanks, Miss Wang. By the way, do you like being a teacher?
Yes, I do. I like children and teaching. I think my job is very rewarding. Four. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some information about our trip to Loch Ness tomorrow. It's a long journey, about 3 hours, so we have to start early. That means we'll have breakfast at 7:30. The bus has to leave at 8:30. When you finish breakfast, go to the car park to get on the bus. It's behind the hotel. Remember to bring your pink tickets for lunch. We'll have lunch at a restaurant near Loch Ness, and you must have your pink ticket or you won't get any lunch. If you haven't got a pink ticket yet, you can get one from the office. Oh, one more thing. I know it's summer, but it can get quite cold in the mountains, even in July. So bring a jacket with you. You'll need one in the evening. All right? I'll see you tomorrow morning. 5. Dear Kate, my name is Leo May. I'm 13 years old. I'm a student of number 8 middle school. There are 3 people in my family, my father, my mother, and I. My father is a doctor. My mother is a teacher. They both work hard. We live a happy life. I love my family very much. I like English. I can speak some English. I can write in English, too. I want to have an American pen friend. I think I can learn English well in this way. Let's be friends, okay? Please write to me. My home address is 18 Renmin Road, Sichuan, China. My email is sichuan88@hotmail.com. You can also call me at 436-0123. Yours, Leo May. Six.
This is Radio Oxton. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and here is the local news. The bad weather has again brought lots of trouble in the local areas. The heavy snow, which has been falling since yesterday afternoon, has caused great difficulty to many. So please advise people not to drive to town. If you must go to town, take a bus or take a train. As a result of the bad weather, some schools in the countryside are closed. The students and teachers have not been able to get to school. In the city itself, however, schools open as usual. It's going to snow all day today, and for at least 2 days. Bad news for many, although I guess kids would be happy. Well, that's the news at 6 o'clock. The next news will be in 2 hours' time at 8. And now let's have some light music.